Royce's big walk, fellas. Day eight today. So today they're going from, well, they're going towards Hartley there, to the base of the Blue Mountains, down below Blackheath, Katoomba, down the bottom there, on the other side of Lithgow. 29K walk today, day eight, as they head just ever so closer to Penrith on Friday, where Roycey and his posse will walk in to Penrith Stadium there ahead of the game against the Cowboys, and what I'm sure will be some ovation that he'll receive. And we're checking in with him now. Royce, good morning to you. How are you?
All good, boys.
How's those blisters going, Roycey?
Oh, they're a little bit better. They're a little bit better, yeah.
Has it been raining, Royce, or has the weather been okay, holding out for you?
No, the weather's been okay. It's been a couple of places. It's been pretty cold out here and pretty windy, but haven't had any rain yet. But could be run into some today, as I've been told. Probably 70% chance of some rain today, I think.
Who have you got with you today, Royce?
Today we've got Bobby Farah, Chris Lawrence, and Neil Payne.
Ah, they're great.
Payne, you'll be able to get a couple of tips.
Yeah, well, he'll be. Won't have to put any vest on him today. He'll have his pink hat on, probably.
Hey, Roycey, you must be extremely proud of what you've been able to achieve so far, and there's already over $500,000 raised, and I'm sure when you started out, you know, if you could raise just awareness, you would have been happy with, and just a couple of dollars, but to raise over $500,000, mate, well done.
Yeah, it's continues to climb, yeah, so hopefully it keeps going. It's been really positive. I just can't believe you're walking along the roads out here and the support you get from people just, you know, going past and tooting horns and so on, and people stopping. And the other day someone gave me three cans of beer walking along the way, and I thought, wonder, can I get them into me? But I decided not to. Did have them a bit later on, but...
Tell us about, well, on that, the highlights, I guess, at the functions you've done as well in the last few days.
Yeah, they've all been fantastic too, mate. Like every function we've had, we've raised really good money for the junior leagues out here, you know. Example, and they're all been good. Cara was fantastic. You know, I think it was something like 20,000 for the junior league. Blaney was similar. Bathurst the other night, they got three junior clubs in Bathurst. I think they all got 10,000 each. Not only the awareness of dementia and raising a lot of money for dementia, but the junior leagues, you know, is going through a hard time out here with droughts, floods, COVID, you know, all need a bit of assistance. So they've really got some benefits out of it. But yeah, the whole lot of it, mate, has been outstanding, you know. Really enjoyed the whole trip so far.
Royce, will it be emotional on Friday when you walk into that stadium? And again, talk about timing. Panthers on fire, Cowboys on fire, hopefully a full house. How's that going to feel for you, mate?
Oh, mate, it's been emotional.
Yeah,
course,
I bet.
You know, I suppose that, you know, from having dementia myself, you know, so it's pretty emotional type thing because you're trying to help, trying to get the awareness, you know. The other day we went to Carcor Sale Yards, you know, and the sale yards there, and an old mate called Badger, he organised it, and it raised 38,000, you know.
Unbelievable.
I couldn't say thank you, know, to his and yours and all that sort of thing. So it's been, you know, all, it gets emotional all the way along. So I'd imagine, you know, when you come into a place you've spent all your career playing football at, it's... Yeah, I imagine it's going to be pretty touching, yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Royce, you're making it...
I'm getting soft.
Well, mate, you're making a massive difference, and you are. You're helping a lot of people. You're helping awareness. You're helping try and find some cures, possibly into the future. And I know you like challenges and you like to keep yourself busy, and I don't know whether you've thought about doing anything else after this walk, but what are you going to do? Are you looking at doing any more fundraisers when this walk's over?
Oh, mate, personally, and I'm going to have to talk to my committee and all that because they've been fantastic, but, you know, it takes a lot of time. I personally do. I want to personally keep going while ever I can. And that's something you don't know. You don't know how the dementia is going to take its toll on you because everyone's different.
Yeah.
So while ever I can sort of say, well, I've only been half smart all my life anyway. So so while ever I'm heading along and being able to handle it, I'd like to keep doing it, you know. But when my time's up, well, your time's up, you know. You just got to do what you got to do.
Royce, tell us about your array of walking partners. Who's been the biggest pest? Who's been the most enthusiastic? What have they been like?
Well, it's all been different, mate. You know, like I was saying the other day, it was good to be out, you know, with Kurt Fernley and Terry Lamb. It's the only time I've gone walking with, there's a bloke in a wheelchair and a bloke shorter than him walking with him. and then Gary Jack rung past his Jesse going backwards. And about 18 minutes later, he was in the bus with the drivers. He was at it. He was gone. So there's been some characters all the way along, mate. It's been
how did Alfie handle it, Royce?
Oh yeah, now Alfie spent a bit of time with the drivers too. He's a bit the same, walking along, cheeky, you know. All them sort of things, next to him sitting with the driver. Oh. He had a pretty big night the night before, Al.
surprise.
Royce, I can only imagine. I've only ever done a walk once, and you start out all enthusiastic, and you talk for those first couple of K, but then you realise you've still got 20, 30 K to go, and that's when the real challenge starts to happen. How have you been able to sort of keep going, and how have the guys that haven't done much practice continue to keep going?
Well, they don't.
They're allowed to stop getting the bus.
There's been heaps of them. I got a feeling Paul Langmack might have spent a bit of time in the bus. Alfie spent a hell of a lot of time in the bus. I think Bar got a bit of a blister and he disappeared for an hour or two there. It's amazing how they just disappear and reappear when you're about 100 yards from the finish line.
Get the glory.
I like at the start, though, Roycey, when they're all talking and they're all upbeat and everyone's excited, but then about 2 hours into it, they've had enough. Yeah,
they're gone. The big trick, personally, is just have a look around. We live in a beautiful place, and you're walking between these things, and you got to look up and you got to look around, and you just enjoy the walks, you know. It's been fantastic. It's a beautiful country we've got, and I think sometimes we drive along the roads and we don't bother having a bit of a look around. You know, it's fantastic, the area we're going through.
What about this text we've got here, Royce, from Buzz at Newey? Morning, boys. I remember leaving a party at Hartley full of beer and walking to Mount Victoria train station after a couple of, vomits, a rapid sobering. We only just survived. Roy has an almighty climb ahead of him. Good luck, mate. Yeah, this is going to be your toughest test, isn't it? Getting up, as you walk up that hill there at the start of the Blue Mountains just after Hartley.
Well, that's, I got a call the other day from Tim Sheens and Pig's Head McDonald. Oh, I'm sorry, Warren McDonald. I got a call from him, and they were putting in a complaint about that's where they're going. So you know Pig's Head, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I know Warren very well.
Yeah, well, we shouldn't call him Pig's Head on the radio, I suppose.
It's anyway, done now.
Pig's Head's walking up that hill.
Oh, geez, how's he going to go?
Well, I don't know. I don't think he is going to go.
You'll join the bus crew, I reckon.
Well, Royce, can't wait to see the ovation you get there, particularly on Friday night. Well done once again, and thanks so much for your time this morning.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for your support. Just the awareness you blokes make is unreal.
Good on you, Royce. Yeah.
Great stuff. Royce Simmons, and a reminder to everyone, Royce's Big Walk.com.au. I think the other day on this site as he started was just under $100,000.
Yeah, you're right, Middo.
$518,763 on this website alone.
So that doesn't include the functions they're doing at night or anything like
that,
does it?
No. I think this is
going to be close to $1 million.
Bucks, yeah. Outstanding.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Royce'sBigWalk.com.au if you want to donate there. And it is going to be great scenes on Friday night.
It will be.
It will be awesome.
Yeah, when he walks into that stadium. Oh. And it'll be packed to the rafters. Mm. It'll be packed to the rafters. Obviously, they're all there to support Penrith and what they're doing at the moment. But he's one of their favourites.
For Royce, if they didn't have a game on and everyone still knew he was walking into the stadium, they'd pack it out anyway.
Yeah.
He is loved out there.
He is, mate, and he's just a good knockabout fella. Yeah. You wouldn't meet a more salt-of-the-earth person than Royce Simmons.
And they've got a great dinner tonight at the Lithgow Workmen's Club is there as well. So that's from 7 o'clock tonight. Neil Payne, Chris Lawrence, Tim Sheens, Robbie Farah will be at that tonight.